G'day everyone, welcome to an Inside Running special edition. I am joined here by co-host Brady Truffle and by guest of the show and betting extraordinaire Ash Watson. Welcome, Watto.
G'day, thanks for the introduction.
Yeah, no, you might have recognised the soothing vibes coming from the Watson household before, because Ash has been on Tell Me Your Tales, where he talked about his comrades' build-up, I think. Was it build-up or race that you chatted about?
It was beforehand, yeah.
Yeah, so as a result of that, he actually finished 24th?
25th, close.
25th, yeah, right, okay. So 25th at that race, and first Australian, and absolutely smashed it. So congrats on that, mate.
Thank you, yeah, that was good. Good race. Haven't done too much since then, but that's another story.
Yeah, what have you been doing, Watto, quickly? Sorry to interrupt, Julian.
So I went on a bit of holiday after that, which was nice. Trekked around Africa for a little bit and then come back home and lost a bit of motivation again. But then thought I'd get ready for the Canberra 50K. So I set my sights on that, which was going to be next week, actually, I think. It's coming up pretty soon. But 6 weeks ago, I had a bit of a sore back. And went and got it checked out, and I've got a big stress in my sacrum.
Ooh.
So I've done absolutely nothing since then.
Mm.
Yeah, that injury has nailed a few people lately, hasn't it? But who else has had that?
Yeah, we had a few blokes from Ballarat actually had it last year. I think John Dutton might have had a stress in his sacrum as well, but it's a bit of a flavour of the year, that injury. It's not a very good one to have either.
Brett Robinson had that as well?
No, he had a problem with his femur, I think. A stress reaction, nonetheless. But that took him a long time to get over as well, I think.
Yeah, those big bones.
Like, yeah, they're not a good thing to have.
No. So every time we go out running, you tell us how much money you make from these betting websites. so I thought this would be a good opportunity to actually test this out, because we always hear about a gambler's wins, but never about the losses. This is a good, like, I'm interested to see how you go over these comp games. So last night we had the men's 5K. Who'd you back in that one?
I had a bit of cash on Mo Ahmed last night for the win. I thought he was represented pretty good value. It was $8 shot. And the favourite was the eventual winner, the Chepti guy, but he was paying about $1.90. So he was a bit short for me. So I thought I'd go a bit of a value bet, and it nearly paid off. He was close, but... Not quite close enough. He comes second in the end, so
he was close, and I thought it was value too. In that, like as you sort of told me, fourth in the world champs, he's got experience, like major championships. He had the pace, and geez, it was a slow race, so he was looking good the longer it went.
Oh yeah, the guy can run pretty well. He had some good championship experience, but the other guy's a fair beast, and he just had a bit more at the end. But still, yeah. I think it was a pretty good bet.
That's why he was favourite.
Did you get on him, Julian? Right.
I got on Mo, just like a little bit left in the account.
Yeah, so do I. I'll put 10 on him after Watto's hot tips come through. I was yelling at the TV yesterday afternoon. He scared me with those sunglasses, though. When they announced him on the start line and he had those big sunnies on, I was like, oh, this guy doesn't look serious. He looks like he's just here for a bit of a laugh. But, yeah, it was a good race.
They are Nike Bandits. They are fantastic sunglasses. $189, and you can get them from the running company Ballarat.
They looked like a pair of like dodgy, like fake ones from Thailand or Bali or something, though, like the big aviators. They did not look like running sunnies.
They got vents in the frame, so they never fog up. They got this really strong nose piece, so they don't bounce when you're running. They're what you want to. You know who has a pair of those bad boys?
Nathan Hardigan.
Exactly. A man who knows how to look good on the run.
Oh, that's it. I knew that we were in strife when he told me that he came into the store and bought them off you.
Hopefully it's a big week for Nike Sunnies. Anyway.
He's coming up in another bonus episode moving forward, Hardigan. That will be the last we mention in this week, though.
Yeah. So let's get into these odds. Take us through from the men's and women's 800.
So the men's 800 heats are on tonight, actually, I believe, and there's pretty much three people in the race that are a legitimate chance.
I'll just cut in. I don't think it's tonight.
No? Maybe that's the...
Women's 15 tonight.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
And we're recording this on a Monday night just for the listeners at home. So if you're listening to this on Wednesday morning, that gives you a bit of an understanding what the time frame is here.
Yeah. Tomorrow morning, 10:30, actually, by the looks of it. So,
yeah,
three guys that are to look at. Nigel Amos, obviously, he's the favourite. He's the second at the Olympics behind Rhodesia a few years back. And I think he ran a 144 actually a couple of weeks ago. So, recent form is good form. He's $2. I probably wouldn't be backing him if he went anything less than $2, but at $2, I still think he's a pretty good bet. The other two Kenyans are $350 and $450, and they're just that based off the Kenyan trial results. That they both ran 144, which is pretty slick, but they're also both pretty unknown on the world stage. They've never really raced anything decent, so it's hard to really pick them. So probably Nigel Amos, who looking to win the race, and for a bit of value, maybe even our own Luke Matthews. He's $34. He's a bit of a chance. You never really know in these races. Sometimes someone from England or something can pop up at huge odds, and if they get themselves into a bad position, the Kenyans can sometimes stuff these ones up. So Amos, or maybe a bit of value in maybe Matthews or a Pommy.
What, right. Just because I don't know much about what we're talking about here, why is Luke Matthews $34 on Sportsbet but only $17 on William Hill in the TAB site? Is that because people are getting on and they haven't clicked yet?
No, so this is probably my number one tip, I reckon. If you are keen to bet on someone, run through different betting agencies because they have ridiculous price differences. So, yeah, $17 on William Hill, which I'd never get on at $17, but at $34, you might chuck a couple of dollars on just for an outside chance. But, you just got to check the different sites because I don't know why they vary so much. It must just be whoever does the odds. But, huge swings on some of the events anyway.
Yeah.
Would you not? Is it not because someone's gone, oh, Luke Matthews is a great mate. I reckon he's a chance. I'll put $300 on him, on William Hill. And all of a sudden, these odds go right down.
It could be. I've checked these ones pretty early, and they seem to come out like this. So I think it's just the bloke that sets the odds that determines how they start at. Yeah, but obviously, if someone did whack a big bet on it, it would drop down quite a lot as well.
Yeah. All right, so what about the ladies 800? Because William Hill doesn't have a market for that.
No.
It does. Sorry, I found it.
I think
Casa Semenya. Yeah.
There's really only one name to bet on in this race. That's Semenya. What is it? What are they paying? About $1.10 at the moment, is it?
Correct.
$1.10, yeah. So I wouldn't even be bothering to bet on this race. It's not much value unless you're putting $10,000 on. Then I probably wouldn't be getting on.
Right?
No, I'm sure. I did win a bit of money on Semenya at the Olympics. Actually, they did a bit of a. They put some odds out like 4 months before the games. They offered up like $2.60 on her. So I did put a bit of money on that one, but not at $1.10. I think I'll be leaving that alone. It's not worth it.
Yeah. All right. We'll move on to the men's 1500.
Men's 1500. Right. So this has actually got a couple of good Kenyans in it, which is surprising because a lot of the other events don't particularly have much good going on from Kenya. So these are pretty much the top two guys at the moment, Tim Cheruiyot and Elijah Managoi. $2.25 for Cheruiyot, $2.40 for Managoi. And there's another Kenyan there too, Taki, who I have no idea who he is, but he came third at the trials behind the other two. So these odds are pretty much just set based off the results of the trials, which all three of them I think ran 3.34 at altitude, which is pretty decent going.
Yeah.
So for that one, I'd leave the third guy out because he's never really competed in big championships before. And I'll literally flip a coin between those two. I couldn't pick. So for they're pretty much the same price. If you're going to put like a multi-bet on or something, maybe do it twice and put both of them in because one of those two guys is no doubt going to win this, I'd say.
Yeah. And in the ladies, this is interesting because Casa Semenya has entered the ladies as well.
So I've actually got a bid on Semenya for this. I reckon she's a pretty good shot at the 15. She started off earlier in the week at about $2.50, actually, so I jumped on at that price. But then I think all the betting agencies now are are looking about $2. So that's starting to get a bit fine now. I think $2.50 was probably about right. $2 is getting a bit short in this one. There's a couple of other Kenyans that are pretty good, though. Winnie Chibet and Beatrice Chepkoech. They're, depending on which site you look at, $3 and $3.50 respectively. And then, but on Ladbrokes, actually, you can get $4.50 on Beatrice, which is not a bad bet, actually, because she actually won their trials and beat Winnie Chibet, and she's a 3.59 runner, so pretty slick. So I reckon maybe put 70% of your money on Semenya and then 30% on Beatrice Chepkoech for that one. I reckon it'll be out of those two, and sometimes as Kenyans can surprise in these ones, but Semenya's obviously a fair old beast, so I wouldn't be backing against her.
Yeah, and we've got pretty short odds in the men's steeple as well, with Conseslus Kipruto at $1.15.
Yeah, so he skipped the Kenyan trials, actually. I don't know why. I think he got a wild card entry for the Commonwealth Games. Don't know what that was based on. Probably because he won the Olympics, I guess. He did win the Olympics, didn't he?
Yeah. World champs, maybe.
Yeah, so I guess that's why he's got a wild card draw. So obviously he deserves to be $1.15, but the problem is he hasn't really ran anything at all, so his form's pretty unpredictable.
So this could be one that you got on maybe the second or third Kenyan, and that
you
just don't know what's happening here.
$1.15, I think, is too short to back in anyone in any event, so I wouldn't even touch it. So the other two guys are first and second at their trials. 8.27, 8.28 they ran. They're won by a fair bit, so chances are these three will probably just run together till the last 300 metres and go for it. So, yeah, you could chuck a bit of money on the other two Kenyans because you just never quite know what they're going to do. Really no other chances in the race. It'll just be those three. But, yeah, I'd be leaving Kipruto out of it. He's just too short.
Yeah. And in the ladies, same deal with Salafine.
Yeah, exactly the same situation. I think she's on William Hill. She's $1.35, which is surprising because on all the other sites, I think she's only about $1.15. So even though I said I wouldn't touch the short odds, this one is one I would probably chuck in even at $1.35 because this lady's a fair old beast. She ran 8.59 last year, I think, and she lost her shoe and put it back on and still broke 9.
Shit.
And if you listen to her birth date, she's only 15 apparently, but I don't know if you can really trust her. 14 last year when she ran 8.59, supposedly.
Going bald, though.
Yeah, that's right. Just like that dude last night, actually, that Kenyan guy. But
I love Sebastian Coe called him out.
Oh yeah.
Well, they say he's 15, but really he's probably about 23 or something. Like that.
Yeah,
this is the president of the IAAF or whatever. Anyway, so steeple covered off. We'll go to the women's 5K because we missed the men's 5K last night.
Yeah, so the women's 5K. Let me just have a look at these ones here. Again, pretty short odds.
And Helen Abiri, she is a gun.
Yeah, she is a gun. So for the last one, the steeplechase, and for this one too, I'd be just throwing them in a multi-bet because even at $1.22 she's paying here. I think that's still pretty decent value for her. I mean, she's going to win 1 in 5 against these ones, so I wouldn't back it straight because you need to put too much money on to win anything decent, but I'd be throwing it in a multi-bet because chances are she will win. She's got about 20-second PB over the rest of the Kenyans, I think, so barring a disaster, then she'll win that one as well.
Yeah, that's. I think the only girl that would trouble her at the moment is Ayana from Ethiopia. So
that's right.
And she's not competing, obviously. So, yeah, you wouldn't. So these multis that you're talking about, how much value does it offer adding one in there? Like chucking these in, what is that?
So multis work on multiplication factor. So if you bet two favourites that are $2 each, for instance, you'll get $4 odds. If you bet three three favourites at $2, you get $8 odds, so 2 times 2 times 2.
Okay.
So if you throw a long shot in there, the odds go up a fair bit, but if you just back the real short ones, it'll grow your multi a bit, but not huge, unless you've got a bit of a roughie in there.
Yep, all right, cool. Now, for the men's 10,000, I actually can't see the men's 10,000 on William Hill. Do you have it on there?
No, it's not on William Hill yet. The only one I found that it's TAB, actually, at the moment. All the rest haven't updated it. Usually these websites don't put it on until closer to the event sometime. Yep, okay. So the next couple of days it'll be on there. But on the TAB, it's the guy that won last night, Cheptegei. He's $1.65, which is actually very good value, I think. So I'd almost back him straight because he's not going to lose. He won easily last night. And the second favourite, again, is Mohamed paying $5. But to be honest, if you couldn't beat him in the 5K, he's not going to beat him in the 10K because that Cheptegei is a 10K specialist, really. So
yeah, no, he's got a, what is it, 26, 40-something PB.
Yeah, even quicker, I think. So
oh, really?
Something ridiculously quick. And obviously he's got speed if you won last night, so
yeah,
he's not going to lose. So yeah, I'd back him at 165 easily because that'll be some easy money, that one.
Closed in 358. We were wondering what that last mile was. 358,
yeah.
Right?
We were watching it and it looked quick, but obviously it was, damn quick, all right. I think they must have finished in the last 800 was about 154 or something.
Yeah.
It was. And going slow as well, like early in the race, wouldn't have taken much out of him for the 10K.
Nah, that's right. He looked fresh as a daisy at the end too, so I don't think he's going to have any dramas winning that one.
So Watto, putting those two steeplechases in though, and like Carter Semenya and then maybe him in the 10K, like that's, what, 4 or 5 legs. That'd start be paying $2 or $3, wouldn't it? Would that be worth doing and loading up on?
Yeah, that's the best way to do it, I think. I've done a few of those myself today, actually. So if you get like 4 or 5 in there that are at $1.50, it soon does add up and you probably end up having a better of around 10 to 1, so which are pretty decent odds. So if you have $10 on that, then you're starting to make a little bit of money then. So, so you've got one athlete at about $2 and the rest of them under. Yeah, it adds up pretty quick, and that's where you can actually make a bit of money out of it.
Marathon. This is where things get... It's so unpredictable, this event, so things can get interesting here, can't they?
Yeah, this one is a tough one. The only thing I will say is I wouldn't back any of the Kenyans, and they are all the favourites. At
$2.50...
So,
value here.
So this is men's marathon first?
Yeah, men's marathon first. This is a tough one to pick. It's always the hardest event to pick of any carnival or marathon, but the three Kenyans are the favourite. $2.50 for Mongara, $3.60 for Karinga, $4 for Kamakya. Basically, they're all 40-year-old Kenyans who, in Kenyan terms, are no good. They are dried up, but they've still got fast PBs on paper, but at the moment, I don't think they're going that great. That Mongara, I think he won Gold Coast last year, yeah.
No, he was second last year. He got done the sprint finish last year, but he won the 2 years before that.
Ah, right. There you go. So
209.
He's a good runner. I can see how he's favourite because he's ran well out the Gold Coast. He's ran 209. The guy's 44 years old or something.
Yeah.
Which means he's probably more like 50 in Kenyan terms.
Yeah, I think he's the world record holder, actually, for the Masters or something.
Yeah, he used to be a barber and he just stopped cutting hair one day and started running and just banged out 210s.
That's funny because when I was researching him today, the first picture that popped up when I wrote his name in was him trying to cut Mona's hair. So
good luck with that.
That's
have a
why.
Look at the images and it is a classic.
You'll have to throw that photo into our message group, please.
Oh, it's great.
But this gets interesting here, though, Watto, because Zane Robertson's the next shortest person at $9. But he put on Instagram like 5 days ago how he's not racing. Like that's pretty public knowledge, and these guys don't even know it.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's been rubbed out on a couple of sites, but a few of the others have just left him there. He was actually going to be my bet to win, because at $9, I thought, oh, that's a great chance. But, yeah, then I saw he got pulled out, so obviously he's off the list now. But my bet for this one is I'm going to go for Callum Hawkins, the Scottish guy.
Yeah.
He's $8 on Sportsbet, but you can get him for $11 on William Hill, I believe.
I got him at 18 last week when I was talking to you, Julian. He was under the radar. I only put $10 on, but I was like, this guy is slipping under the radar here.
Yeah, that is a good bet because he is a legitimate chance because he was fourth last year at the World Champs. I mean, so he can run well in the championships. I think his PB is something like 210 he might have run in the championship race too. So
210.
Oh, I reckon.
He ran 62 or something with Mo Farah, got done in the sprint finish about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah,
he was on the Marathon Talk podcast this week saying how he's been out in Australia for a month now, getting used to the weather. And yeah, he just talked about how he loves racing. It's just all about winning races, not chasing times at big city marathons. So this guy's tough as nails. He's a good racer.
Yeah, that's the thing with the British and the Scottish athletes too. They actually take the Commonwealth Games seriously. So, you know, if they're coming here, they're actually going to be fit. Whereas you're never too sure with the Kenyans because some of them just don't really take it that seriously sometimes, but you know that these guys are actually going to have a fair old crack and be fit. So, yeah, I think you've done well with $18 there.
A personal best of 60 minutes dead. Like, that was over in Japan last year, so, like, for the half marathon, and then ran 60.08 at New York half. Like, this guy's legit. He's, like, 3 minutes quicker than the Aussie guys over a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him too.
He's good. Other than that, tough one. A Ugandan there, Chimongus, he's $17, which is not bad value.
We got in the past two Commonwealth Games, you've got Michael Shelley with a gold and a silver. Surely there'd be some money there. He knows how to get up in these races.
Yeah, I'd chuck a few dollars on him as more of a bit of an insurance policy for sure. $34, $5, I mean... it's worth it just as a bit of a backup plan. He's definitely got a chance to win. He's done it before, so you can't ride him out.
No.
You know what can happen in these events. He's from the Gold Coast too, so knows the conditions as well.
Home crowd, he's probably been training on that course a lot. Who knows how fit he is, though? He just does not race. You would never know.
Yeah, he slipped under the radar a fair bit. You never quite know what he's up to, but... You do know one thing, he'll run well, though.
Yeah, he never races when he's not fit, though. So if he's on the start line, you'd think he'd be, ready to go.
There wouldn't be many times he hasn't ran quicker than 2:13. And if you're running 2:12 in the Commonwealth Games, you're going to be up there regardless, I think.
Yeah, it's a shame you can't bet on these guys to run a place. Like, it's win only.
I did try and look at all the betting websites to try and find one. Betfair lets you do it, but there's just not enough people willing to put money out there, so it's not gonna work, I don't think. But for the Olympics and stuff, you can, but no, not for the Comm game. So yeah, it is a bit of a shame because there'd be a lot of good value bets for places, but unfortunately, can't get on.
Do you reckon in the ladies' marathon it's going to be a Kenyan show? Three of them out the front.
No, I reckon it's exactly the same as the men's. Like, I don't think these Kenyans are very good.
Yeah, I researched them; they're not good at all.
Like, no, they are terrible.
Yeah, like one of them's going like a 2:44, 2:45 marathon. Like, yeah.
One of them's PB's 2:34 and season's best 2:47 or something. So these, again, heaps of value here. I'll be getting on a couple of the Aussies, I reckon. I don't know about $4 for Lisa Waitman. That's a bit short.
Well, I've got it at 12 here on William Hill, and I think that's pretty good bet.
That's good value, yeah.
Fastest PB in the field.
That's what I mean by you've got to check these websites because Sportsbet, $4, which you're not going to bet on a $4 for her, but $12, definitely that's going to really good value. Jess Trengrove, $21. She could definitely be up there as well. I'd chuck a bit of money on it, $21. But, again, I'd leave all the Kenyans out of this one and go for some value.
Good. I like that. These would be exciting to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty all good. Right. And because you get 2 hours of viewing out of it as well, it kind of makes it exciting if you got $10 on, of course, gamble responsibly, but yeah, $10 on someone paying $12 is not a bad payday.
Yeah, that's right. It always makes the events a little bit more exciting if you just got a little bit of money on the side there as well.
Yeah, not that they're not already exciting enough. We like distance running over here, so
yeah, that's good. Right, yeah.
That's good.
All right, very good. Thank you so much, Watto, for coming on.
No worries, anytime.
The listeners will be laughing after all those hot tips. Be cashed up.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see we can how make some money.
Through. We'll pressure on just one bet, Watto. If you're not a gambling type and you haven't got an online account, but you're willing to put $10 down on your local TAB, where's the value? One bet, which one would it be?
One bet, $10. I think you've got to go that Hawkins in the marathon. If you're looking for value, he's probably the best bet. If you can get him about $10, yeah, that's the way to go. Otherwise, everything's a little bit short apart from the marathon, but yeah, you can go a bit wide in the marathon and maybe snag one.
Very good. Thanks for your time, Watto.
No worries, guys. Anytime.
Thanks for teeing that up, Julian.
Catch up. We'll watch these together.
Yeah.
And money together.
The two big sounds dogs good. In Ballarat, yeah. Eh?
We'll just start throwing hundreds at each other and watching on the couch.
Yeah, you mightn't even have to work at all, Jules, after you win all this money.
Yeah, well, what was it? How much did you win when you bet on Semenya? You bet you won an engagement ring, didn't you?
Semenya, you had a few hundred on her for that. So, no engagement rings, but yeah, we made a little bit of money there.
Right.
All right, we can
do it. All right.
On that note.
Thanks, Watto. Thanks, Julian.
See you guys.
See you, boys.
No worries, guys. See ya.
Doesn't matter.